On Tuesday, House lawmakers in Vermont were supposed to vote on a bill that would legalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. But leadership pulled the proposal from the floor when it became clear the legislation didn't have enough votes to pass. The procedural move demonstrates the ambivalence that legislators are feeling over the legalization issue. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, competing testimony from advocates on both sides of the issue made it a tough vote for lawmakers.
Corey Cupic cares quite a bit about the future of marijuana legalization in Vermont, enough so that he drove more than 2 hours from his home in southern Vermont to watch lawmakers debate the legalization bill on the House floor on Tuesday. Cupic is the Vermont representative of the New England Veterans Alliance.
And basically what we are a nonprofit that focuses on raising education and access to veterans to safe, clean, healthy cannabis.
Cupic spent 6 years in the U.S. Army, a hitch that included combat duty in Iraq.
I was basically a combat tow truck driver. Did a lot of crazy stuff and stuff that's, you know, it haunts me every day.
Cupic says the transition to civilian life can be a rough one for combat vets like him. And he says lawmakers can help more veterans survive it by legalizing marijuana.
I know guys who crochet and they're happy because they can smoke a joint and crochet, and you wouldn't expect that guy was a cold-blooded killer. He can smoke a joint and he's happy. And he can be a good person. He can be, I'm a father, I'm a businessman, I'm an advocate, I'm a student, and I pretty much owe it all to cannabis.
It's a compelling testimonial, but so is the one from Dr. Jill Reinhart.
I am a primary care pediatrician in Burlington, Vermont, with Hagen, Reinhart, and Conley Pediatrics.
Reinhart is also the president of the Vermont chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. She wasn't in the State House for the debate Tuesday, but Reinhart has testified numerous times before lawmakers.
I have learned a lot about marijuana and its potential effect on adolescents and children specifically in Vermont. And so that sort of drew me into the dialogue.
Reinhart says the impact of marijuana use on teenagers and young adults can be profound.
It demotivates young people. It keeps them apart from their peers and doing types of activities that we know help kids to be successful. So that's the big piece.
There is no hard statistical evidence to indicate that legalization increases usage rates among kids in states with more permissive cannabis laws. But Reinhart says data does show that perception of the risk posed by cannabis is going down among Vermont children. And she says legalization could exacerbate that trend.
And it's that kind of normalization to, you know, families who really want to do the best thing for their children and their family, and then they end up with this outcome that is so devastating.
Lawmakers are also hearing from advocates like Eli Harrington, an outspoken proponent of legalization and the co-founder of a group called Heady Vermont. Harrington was in the State House Tuesday in advance of what looked to be a close vote on the legalization bill. Harrington says it's clear where Vermonters stand on the issue.
I think a lot of Vermonters do view this as their fundamental right and treat it as such. And they shouldn't need to worry about being criminals and facing legal repercussion.
Harrington, he's 30, says legalization is especially popular among younger Vermonters. A Pew Research survey conducted last summer showed that 71% of 18 to 35-year-olds nationwide support cannabis legalization.
We've traveled, we've seen cafes in Amsterdam, you know, we've seen businesses in Colorado, we've seen tax money building schools in other states, you know, we've seen reports coming out that the sky has not fallen. And for a lot of folks in Vermont, I think it's sort of a no-brainer.
And then there are voices like Elizabeth Novotny's, a lobbyist for the Vermont State Police, who brings lawmakers yet another perspective to contend with. Novotny says police aren't opposed to legalization per se.
They recognize that it is not a question of if we legalize, but when we legalize.
And Novotny says now is not the time. She says lawmakers need a strong educational campaign geared toward children, and she says that campaign needs to be in place before lawmakers go ahead with legalization. Novotny says Vermont also needs more highway safety measures, such as more drug recognition experts, before lawmakers make the drug legal.
And we don't have a roadside test, so there's a lot we're missing in terms of public safety on the highways that we have to address.
The bill may have been pulled from the floor on Tuesday, but it isn't dead yet. The legislation now heads to the House Committee on Human Services, where it will sit until proponents have the 76 lawmakers they need to win a vote on the House floor. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.